ميوزك. Firebot. Lights. Super Mickey Doo, welcome in. What's up? I hope you're having a good day today. And everybody else, of course, welcome in. It is very warm here today. It is ridiculously warm here today. It is closing up to 100 degrees here today. And that's not normal for this country. We don't have air conditioning in house. I have one room that has a mobile air conditioning. And this room I'm in right now is not that room. Interesting. Camera catches the door in this setup. Interesting. What's been going on? A lot. And also not that much. Things that changed for sighted viewers, we have horizontal stream, vertical streams now. So if you know, you're on a phone and you need to see it, then there you go. If you don't, then nothing will change for you. What's been happening news-wise? Not an awful lot. Like Persona, the game we're gonna play today, came out a couple of days ago, and I announced I was gonna play it last week on Friday when we did the Plague Inc. That was super fun and dark. And yeah, came a little bit too close to home. Like, it reminded a lot of the COVID pandemic, and that was interesting. Apart from that, like I said, yeah, we're doing a Steam stream because I'm literally being steamed as I'm sitting here, which is super fun. Persona is one of those games that I don't think I need to say super much in this stream because it's a Japanese story-based adventure RPG game. Let me turn that music down a tiny bit. It's part of the Shin Megami Tensei series of games. Let me actually poke the creator of this. Did I type that right? Yes. Perfect. Okay. So yeah, like I said, Shin Megami Tensei is a large game universe of a bunch of different spin-offs and a bunch of different series. Shin Megami Tensei is the big main one, the difficult one, and there have been a bunch of different spin-offs, kind of like the Digimon universe, the Pokemon not as much, but kind of various other anime that essentially just take one thing and then they spin off a whole bunch of different series next to it. Persona is the more teenage-focused, story-based games. I would say the Shin Megami Tensei games themselves are a lot darker. A lot of religious subtext, a lot of demons happening, a lot of sort of faux morale thing where you fight angels because angels may actually be the bad guys. There's a lot of references to Hinduism. A bunch of other religions come into play in those games. Persona is more focused on overcoming personal struggles and mental health. It's a lot of references to various psychological theories, persona, shadows, things of that nature, and it's all wrapped in essentially a relatively teen-friendly murder mystery story. So we have murder mystery plus dating sim meets Pokemon-style turn-based battles and creature collecting, as it were. not sure if we're going to get to the battles in this stream, because just like another, a bunch of other JRPGs, it takes a bit for the game to start up. You really just sort of get a lot of info dumped at you the first couple of hours of the game, because this is a big game. It's going to, like, you can easily spend 30, 40, 50 hours in this game. We may not be doing that. We'll have to see how well it works and how well it goes, but that's essentially how the game works. And we're going to see how it goes. There's a person who goes by Harut, who has made a mod for it. An update for it came out today, like the third update that they've released so far, and it's pretty close to being done. Like, it's version 1.1, so you're pretty confident about the game being relatively playable at this point. I would be inclined to agree, although I've only played a little bit, so it's hard to say. A couple things don't quite work yet. Option values in the settings don't work. You can read the settings and you can manipulate them, but you can't see what you're on. So if you like to play with the values of, say, a voice acting volume or the language of things, you can even change the audio sound output device in the game itself, which is kind of novel. You don't see that very often. That is all doable, but you can't see what value you're on. With AI, you can figure it out. Hey, Patrick the Blind Gamer. And those values don't work yet, and some other like smaller things don't work yet. Dungeon navigation is still a bit experimental, but it does work. Particularly the first part of the game is very playable. So we're going to do that. We're going to play that game on stream here today. And we're going to see how we do. We may honestly fail. We may honestly do super good. We'll have to see how we do. Patrick the Gamer says, as I know this for Persona 4, Edfisa says, hello Edfisa, welcome in. Hello everybody else who is in here, I appreciate the viewership, I appreciate people deciding to take hours out of their potentially very hot day to watch me be an idiot, basically. And a couple of you right here, very nice. But yeah, I did a little bit of testing beforehand to make sure the game would capture. That was a bit of an adventure, because this is a game from 2008. Which has then been, you know, enhanced and re-released a couple times, you know, as these games tend to be. But I'm pretty sure I've found a way that's relatively reliable. If it breaks, please let me know so I can fix it. It's chilly where you are. Yes, I would love some, actually. It's like 35 degrees Celsius here right now, and we're going up to 38 on Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, warm. Very warm. Let's get the game started, shall we? Seize my hand. Turn my controller on. There you go. Turn the music off. Yeah, that is quite hot. You're not wrong. Let's see. Check all the last bits. Yep. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Music is gone. And let me start up the game. I have so many. Oh, here we are. This is older than Civ 5, yes. They did release a Persona 4 Golden a couple years after the one that initially came out. And Persona 3, which is even older, has had several re-releases on the play. And I think the PSP, the Switch, potentially the Switch, and I think the PC as well at this point. And there's even two different versions. One of which lets you play as a girl, and one of which doesn't. It's a whole sprawling universe, basically. It's honestly a bit much. The game has already been loaded. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. There's the game, hopefully. It's always a question with these games. Someone had a question. Please hold. Someone says, Persona 4 Golden, how can we see this? Lyric Singer 7043. There's a mod, Lyric Singer. There's a mod that lets us essentially see the game. I know there's no audio right now. I'm just checking quickly if the visuals are working. And once I have that, I can go in the window and actually play the game, which is super fun. Verifying. Yep. We have Persona 4 on the screen. Which means that this should work. It does. Okay, very nice. Now the question is...
Taz Dingo! Yes!
Thank you so much for the follow. Thank you, Oleg218. Appreciate you being here. Very, very helpful for the channel. Yeah, so the mod is a bit hard to find currently. It's really only in the Accessibility Discord server, and it's on someone's Google Drive, so there's no GitHub, to my intense displeasure. And yeah, you just have to get it from there, and that's pretty much the only place it is. Maybe Molidvan already got to it and stuck it on his like accessible games list wiki thing. I honestly haven't checked, but yeah, I guarantee I spoke too long. Sorry, game. Let's start a new game. Okay, we got some settings we can set here. Yeah, so we got a custom menu, which is Quick Travel Plus on, not sure what that's for. Mobile Calendar is also on. Dungeon Options are on. Find a Friend is on. Save Anywhere is off. These are features you get from a other mod that is like a dependency of this one. Called, I think it's called Customization Submenu or something like that. I'm not gonna mess with these and just leave them alone, honestly. Game Over Skip is off. Rebalanced Encounters is off. Default Direct Commands is off. It's on, actually. So we're good. We're leaving this alone. Yeah. You can connect to the internet to access new functions in Persona 4 Golden. Would you like to know more? I guess that's not bad. Have I played Swamp 2 Beta? No, I have honestly been completely out of the loop for actual audio games. Is a prone making a new swamp? The Vox Populi feature allows you to see what different other player decisions other players have made at various points in the game. Cool. The Rescue Request function allows other players to help you when you're in a pinch, and you to help others in turn. Okay. These features are not available at the very beginning of the game. They will be unlocked as the story progresses. Okay. Please select your difficulty level before starting the game. Oh yeah, one thing if you use a Brill display with this game, currently for some reason these spaces that the mod uses are normalized Unicode characters, so you want to turn Unicode processing on in NVDA's Brill settings, otherwise you get a bunch of gibberish within your text. Difficulty will not affect the story, so pick one you're comfortable with. We'll go with normal, as that's what the game intended. You can change the difficulty from the system menu. Okay. Start at normal difficulty. Yes. Well, relax and have fun with the game. Well, thank you. I'm gonna do one more check to make sure that the game is actually visible. Now it's not, probably because I paused it, but let's see. Okay, yeah. If the game is not visible, someone poke me, because I'm relatively sure that it is, but if it's not, then yeah, not much. I'll need to fix it somehow. I also hope I set the lines back to English. I played in Japanese before.
welcome to the Velvet Room.
I did.
Ah, it seems we have a guest with an intriguing destiny. My name is Igor.
Yep.
I am delighted to make your acquaintance.
Hello, big nose man.
This place exists between dream and reality, mind and matter. It is a room that only those who are bound by a contract may enter.
Okay.
It may be that such a fate awaits you in the near future.
I wonder if you died. This is like... These are voice lines that are like easily 20, like 18 years old at this point. I know that in Japanese, the guy who did Igor's voice actually did die before Persona 5 came out. And it's actually part of the plot, which is really cool.
Now then, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, need to pick a name. What shall we do? Last name first? What's a proper Japanese last name that I should use? We have 8 characters. What 8 characters in Western script can we do to make a soundable Japanese name? Anyone any suggestions? Chat. Hey chat, this is where you... Yamamoto! Yamamoto it is! Yamamoto! Yamamoto Otaku! Yes, that is our name.
I see. Now, let's take a look into your future.
Let's not, creepy old man.
Do you believe in fortune telling?
Not really, but I'll indulge you for now.
Each reading is done with the same cards, yet the result is always different.
That is how drawing cards from a deck works, yes.
Life itself follows the same principles, doesn't it?
I suppose so.
The tower in the upright position represents the immediate future. It seems a terrible catastrophe is imminent.
Yes, people who walk around with their tower pointing up do tend to get in trouble, don't they?
The card indicating the future beyond that is... the moon in the upright position. This card represents hesitation and mystery. Very interesting indeed.
What did you say, Fisa? No. Show me Firebot. This uncle is sus. Yeah, you're not wrong. Sus guy. Also, glad to hear... I'm assuming the visuals work, or you would have screamed. So, glad to see that that's working.
It seems you will encounter a misfortune at your destination. And a great mystery will be imposed upon you.
I should give a little bit of background about this room and this guy. Essentially, this is a staple within the Persona series. He always kind of shows up, at least from 3 onwards. So he's here in 3, he's here in 4, and he's here in 5. I don't know about 1 and 2. I think, I'm pretty sure he's in 2 at least. Not sure about 1. I'm pretty sure he is in 1 and 2. But yeah, he is essentially your... Once you get to your creature collecting part of the game, he's essentially your home base to, like, fuse them and do all sorts of other things. And he shows up every so often when plot moves along. He's a pretty important character, and it's always the same music track they use for it as well, like back all the way back to where he first shows up. So, yeah, he's one of those, if you know Persona, you know this guy kind of things.
In the coming days, you will enter into a contract of some sort, after which you will return here.
Contracts are also very common in this game. Every Persona game I have seen starts you off with signing some kind of contract. Wittingly or unwittingly, you sign the contract and then you become part of this whole entire big mystery. And that's essentially what, really, apparently we are about to go do as well, so let's continue.
The coming year is a turning point in your destiny. If the mystery goes unsolved, your future may be forever lost.
Another staple, generally you play through a year of gameplay in a game. Sometimes a bit longer, but generally 1 year. That means that time management is important. Any day you need to decide, are you going to go dungeon diving? Are you going to go level up your social links, which will eventually lead into dating sim material? Are you going to get supplies for dungeon diving? You only have so much time, and there's only so many things you can do, so time management is actually important in this game.
My duty is to provide assistance to our guests to ensure that does not happen.
Well, good.
Ah.
Hello.
I have neglected to introduce my assistant to you. This is Margaret. She is a resident of this place, like myself.
It's a robot.
My name is Margaret. I am here to accompany you through your journey.
Sound like a robot.
We shall attend to the details another time. Until then, farewell.
Bye.
Gah.
Some dream. Yeah, the music in this game often is fire as well.
Going to the gym. Good thing there's something even I can handle.
Slim down this summer with the refreshing taste of Calorie Magic.
Calorie Matt. Okay.
We're back. Now on to some juicy news. The Mayumi Yamano scandal. I'm sure everyone is...
First he bags a singer, then he has an affair with a TV announcer on the side. Do chicks really dig politicians?
Isn't it just stuff like money and connections? When you get down to it, financial and political clout is what matters.
Hey, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, what do you think?
They are quite interesting, yes. I will say
well,
I like Persona
sure
5 better than 4,
but at the end of this month, he will be transferring to another school.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
Quiet down, guys. I'm not done yet.
Okay, I can't pause here, but I can go away from the window, which does the same thing. I wanted to just quickly pipe in that you moving to a different plot, a different space, so you don't know anyone, is also a bit of a Persona 4, a Persona staple. In 3, you essentially go to a new dorm, so you don't know anyone. In 4, you get transferred to another school. And in 5, you are a supposed criminal that gets essentially banished to the countryside. Because you're doing essentially a probation for a year. There's always some kind of mechanism that puts you away from who you know, so you can essentially start learning, like getting to know other people and essentially forging strong bonds with new people. So a big core part of the game.
Yasogami Terminal in a few minutes. Passengers headed for Inaba City and Yaso Inaba Station, please go to the other side of the platform.
So yeah, in B5 you have to do this manually. Fortunately, it's a cutscene in this case.
The scandal involves the Enkastar Misuzu Hiragi preparing to tour overseas. Taro Namatame, a council secretary in the Inaba region, whom she married just last year, is now under suspicion of having an affair. What's more, his rumored mistress is the well-known TV announcer, Ms.
Should we go soon?
Yes, just about.
The question on everyone's minds is how this love triangle will affect...
Spicy. Also, I've seen this scene like 15 times. I was testing this game earlier this week.
Yasuo Inaba.
Oh, hey, we're here.
Yasuo Inaba.
Get your shit and get out. Screen reader says Farm Area 3. It's certainly a name.
Hey, over here.
Hey, I don't know you, Uncle.
Wow, you're more handsome in person than in your photo.
Hello, Molitvan. We are now talking to middle-aged man. Middle-aged man is, Turning someone. Hey, Matt Campos. Hey, Matt Campos, welcome in as well. Personas, honestly, we just started. I know a lot about this game because I've seen people like play playthroughs of it. This game has very few secrets for me, so it's not really a first reaction per se. I'm quite familiar with the game, but I've never played it myself. There's only been a mod out for it for a few days, so yeah, cool to get to experience it myself finally. But yeah, it's an interesting type of game. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Welcome to Inaba.
Thank you.
I'm Ryotaro Dojima. I'll be looking after you.
Ryotaro Dojima. You can barely even say that out loud.
Let's see. I'm your mother's younger brother, and that about sums it up.
Yeah, we already had a very strange long-nosed man try to rope us into a contract earlier, so this is proper Japanese already. Yes, okay, so that's an interesting question. Patrick Blank Gamer is saying, is it possible to read subtitles for dialogues and cutscenes? Yes, kinda. So for subtitles, yes. For cutscenes, not always, I found. Generally, they don't read. So if you put your language to Japanese, which I tried just to see how well that would work, you get the voiced lines subbed, but the cutscenes, which there are a few every so often, they're not super common, but they do happen. For example, that bit about the affair we saw just now was a cutscene. That's not subtitled. So you're going to miss bits if you have to rely on subtitles. But for the dialogue and everything else, yes, that's all subtitled.
You probably don't remember, but we've met. I've changed your diapers before, you know?
Okay, so now he's called Ryotaro Dojima. We'll just go with Dojima for him, because Ryotaro is his last name, so.
This here's my daughter. Come on, Nanako. Introduce yourself to your cousin.
Hello.
Hello. Also, Nanako, doesn't that mean seven? I wonder, is she seven?
What are you so shy for?
Karate chop! Ow! Oh, this is Molitvan. This game has dating sim mechanics. You're gonna, like, get plenty of anime girl alert.
Well then, let's get going. My car's over there.
Excuse me, I've been told to never go into people's cars that I don't know, and I don't really know you. Can we not? Oh, we're just going. Okay.
Hey.
Unfriendly looking girl. Hello. You're not looking very friendly today.
You dropped this.
Did I now? Thank you, it's not mine. I guess let's be polite.
Whatever. All I did was pick it up.
What? Survival instance of an Oreo. Yup. I'm 35, so technically in gay years, I'm a middle-aged man. Is that a thing? Is gay years scale different to straight years? Because, like, what happens if you're in the middle? Asking for a friend. It's the note you made for yourself with Dojima's address. Okay, well, good to have that back, I guess. Otherwise, we might not find home. Unfriendly-looking girl huffs at us. Okay.
What's wrong?
We were accosted by an unfriendly-looking girl. What does Mekampo say? Gay years is like dog years. You get older faster. Okay, so what if you're bi? Does that mean you're, like, halfway? Like, is it, like... If you're like 35 in gay years and you're, so let's say that's like 3 years for every year, is bi then 1.5 years per year? How does this work? Like, explain this to me. Explain this to me. I'm very curious. You got in the car and headed for Dojima's house. Shopping district south. Yeah, it's kind of cool. We actually move through the game world. So as we go, the screen reader tells us what areas we essentially pass through. Inaba, Central Shopping District Gas Station.
Hi, welcome to Moel.
It's M-O-E-L, Moel. It's not the mall. It's not the mall, it's Moel. Moel. Not to be confused with Moe.
Can you go to the bathroom by yourself?
Well, yes, I can. Thank you very much. What the hell do you take me for?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're not talking to me. Okay.
It's in the back, to your left. You know which way is left?
Wait a moment here. Okay, two things I need to go into real quick. Matt Campo says if you're... Wait a second here. So Matt Campos just dropped some serious, like, alchemy truths here. Gays age twice as fast, and that's tricky. And then bisexuals age half as fast. So if you want to live forever, or at least a lot longer, you know what you got. You got to take one for the team. It's the only way to do it. That's how it works. Matt Campos is the expert on this, apparently, and he just told that this is true, so we should all do believe this. The internet said that it's true. And then Molitvan asked, would you consider streaming on AudioPub, because a lot of blind people are there, and you're the only person really covering accessibility mods right now. Honestly, I might. I need to look into how that works. I'm already streaming in both orientations to Twitch right now, but I can't imagine it'd be that much harder to stream audio... stream to AudioPub somehow. I don't know how that works. Let me dig into that after stream, because I'm already sending, like, everything through one audio device, which should be trivial to do. Been meaning to put some of these on YouTube as well, so may as well go the extra mile and hit it. All the blind people are. Why not? I'll take a look at it. Thanks for pointing that out. And also, someone clipped that. I'm sure someone will get to it. Okay, yeah. What? How? Through, like, Adam or something? Because I'm already streaming several things through OBS. I'd have to dig into it. Nicecast, yeah, I'm familiar. Just not sure. Don't think I have an encoder here, but... Yeah, I'll look into that. Good idea. So, the attendant says, it's in the back, to your left. You know which way's left? The side you don't hold your chopsticks in.
I know. Jeez.
Gee, oh, that's not very polite for a Japanese tiny girl.
Are you taking a trip?
No, I'm in my car for no reason. But thanks for asking.
No, we just went to pick him up. He just moved here from the big city.
I was forced.
A city, huh?
Yes. Better than this backwater planet.
Fill up my car while you're at it. Regular's fine.
Huh, yeah, I'll take a look at it. I'll have to see if it can be combined with what I'm currently doing. But yeah, potentially doable. Right? Yeah, if he's a... Not very polite anymore, they're just... Jeezing people. I mean, this was 20 years ago even, like, damn.
Right away, sir!
Like, this lady is 27 now.
Good time as any for a smoke.
Those things will kill you. Oops.
Are you in high school?
What do you want to know? That you ask that to everyone? Are you hitting on me? How dare you? I have rights! I will not be silent!
Does it surprise a city boy to see how little there is out here?
Listen, I was not here by choice, okay?
There's so little to do, I'm sure you'll get bored fast. You'll either be hanging out with your friends or doing part-time jobs.
I appreciate the in-universe tutorial, but this is a bit heavy-handed. Go away.
Speaking of which, we're actually looking for part-time help right now.
Of course you do.
Give it some thought, why don't you? We don't mind if you're a student.
You're really not helping your case with the whole PDF file allocation. Jesus Christ. Oh boy.
Oh, I should get back to work.
You should. You were asked to fill up a car, not yap at me and potentially hit on me. Stop it. Nanako is looking at you. What?
Are you okay?
Oh, I had some bad sushi, I think.
Did you get car sick?
Blech.
You don't look too good.
Hey, you're ugly too, you know. Could this be exhaustion from the long trip? Now that she mentioned it, you feel a little dizzy.
What's wrong? You okay?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people who keep hitting on me. It's getting me a little grossed out. Yeah, Icecast is an interesting one. I used to broadcast on friggin' Mushroom FM. I was a Mushroom FM like presenter for about half a year when I was like 15, with like a pirated version of Station Playlist Studio, and it was a whole thing to get like the Icecast set up to work. I have no idea if it's easier now. Like, I'm guessing it's not super commonly used anymore. But yeah, it's certainly something, isn't it? Oh, my options. My options are, I'm just tired, it's nothing, I just felt lightheaded. Let's do that one.
That's understandable. It must have been a long trip for you.
Yeah, you say that pretty much to everything I say in this choice, so whatever, man.
Why not take a little walk? Get some fresh air.
Okay, so the first time I got to this point, the game crashed for me. And I think, I'm not 100% on this, but I think it crashed because I don't have a mouse connected to this desktop, and that's what I'm suspecting caused the game to crash. It hasn't happened with my controller connected since, so that's what I'm basing my theory on. But yeah, it crashed. Dojima says, I'll wait here. Why don't you take a walk and get some fresh air? Okay. Gotta say, the music in this game is top notch. I do really like it. Very campy. Okay, so navigation. The way it works in this case is you have an auto walk and you have an audio beacon. You essentially pick from a list of things you can get to. It's categorized like you pretty much see in all scanners these days. And you pick something and you essentially press circle to select. So for example, we can go to the Yomenaido bookstore. We press circle. Oh, it says the shopping district is near your house, so you should get to know where all the stores are. Examine the blue butterfly to save your progress. We'll do that in a second. The following books are being released on 420. Hey, smokeable! The Lovely Man, 1200 yen. The Famous Man series, now in stock. Expert Study Methods, 2800 yen. Get an edge over your classmates. Beginner Fishing, 1600 yen. Now you can be a fisher too. That's what it says. Okay. But yeah, you get locations, NPCs you can talk to, and essentially just the way it works. You can walk around here, but we're not going to do that super much right now because we don't really need to do anything here. We can just take a little look around. Basically, this is how the navigation works. You do also have an auto walk should you want it. I prefer not using it if I have to, but you do have it if you need it. I also just said you can use circle to trigger the audio beacon. You can also do that from the keyboard. I just happen to be using a controller, so it's a little easier for me to not have to switch back and forth all the time. For now, let's go talk to Dojim so we can get out of here. Maybe we can go to the Velvet Room. Okay, we can actually go there right now. Okay. Let's see what we have. We have a Daidara Metalworks. We have Marukyu Tohu. We have... a mailbox. We have Velvet Room, which we just tried to get to. We have a bookstore. A save point. Yomenoido bookstore again. Capsule machine. Not sure what that does. A Shiroku store. Vending machine and a bus stop. So these are the stores you can go to right now. Let's save real quick, shall we? Let's do that. There we go. So yeah, the beep goes up and goes faster if you get closer. It's a hot-cold system, basically. Let's save on a separate slot, because I already have a game in progress. And we have saved. We are now good to go. And you have one in your house, and there are save points every so often. But you can't just save everywhere. There is a mod setting that essentially does let you save everywhere, but that's, you know, off in my game currently, so that wouldn't always work. Let's go find Dojima and get the hell out of here. Actually, no. I see a familiar face. Mari, the unfriendly looking girl from before. It says, have you met before? I met you just now. What were you doing at the station? Let's ask what you were doing with the station. Station? Oh, that one time. Nothing. I just went. I don't have anywhere to go. I wonder if we'll see you again soon. Dot, 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 dot. The girl falls silent. Right. Now we'll go to Dojima. How are you feeling, kid? Ready to go back in the car?
Sure.
I gotta get out of here. Alright, let's hit the road then. During events, press backlog button to see the log and skip event button to skip the event entirely. It's helpful if you gotta redo something, I guess. Hold you my reverend residence. Tadaima. You arrived at Dojima residence. For the next year, this place will be your home. Dojima residence? Living room.
All right, let's have a toast.
All right.
So, your mom and dad are busy as always. They're working overseas, was it?
Don't remind me.
I know it's only for a year, but getting stuck in a place like this because of your parents? It's rough being a kid.
Wait, I thought we were just shifted schools because, like, the whole class was. I thought we saw, like, a bit in the beginning about that. What my parents have to do with it? What'd they do? What my folks do? I hate my dad. I hate him.
Well, it's just me and Nanako here, so it'll be nice having someone like you around. long as you're here, you're part of the family. So make yourself at home.
Yes, thank you. It's appreciated. Thank you for your kindness.
Come on. There's no need to be so formal.
It doesn't say come on, it says come on. There is a apostrophe. You did not say the apostrophe, Mr. Voice Actor.
Look, you're making Nanako all tense. Well, anyway, let's eat.
Itadakimasu.
Oh, who's calling at this hour?
Moshimoshi.
Dojima speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I see. So where is it?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm on my way.
How about the food?
Looks like I made the right choice to skip the booze.
Fun fact, it says sake in the Japanese, but that's too hard for Americans to understand, so it turned into booze.
Sorry, but I gotta go take care of some business. Go ahead and eat without me.
Your food's getting cold, though.
I don't know how late I'll be. Nanako, you help him out, okay?
Hey, don't put the 7-year-old girl in charge of me. I'm older. I should be in charge. Hello?
Okay.
Nanako, it's raining out. What did you do with the laundry?
No, it's not. I wish it was fucking raining out.
I already brought it in.
All right. Well, I'm off.
Bye. What does it sound like? He's like literally outside the door yelling into a vocal booth. The sound of the front door closing rattles. Car starting. Broom. Brrr. I'm just reading what it says.
For this week. Next, let's take a look at the hourly breakdown of tomorrow's weather.
Okay.
With storm clouds moving in from the west, expect rain throughout the day tomorrow in most areas.
Not gonna spoil, but the weather actually has a function in this game. We'll see when that comes up plot-wise.
Let's eat.
Itadakimasu. Moishiro. You find yourself alone with Nanako. That's a line. You might want to strike up a conversation. What does your dad do? It must be tough. Or empty option. I'm not sure. Oh, just dot, dot, dot. Okay. Let's ask what his dad. We don't really know what old man Dojima does yet. So let's say, what does your dad do?
He investigates stuff. Like crime scenes. My dad's a detective.
Oh shit, he the police. He the popo.
Oh no.
Better be on my best behavior, otherwise he'll kick me out and lock me in chains.
And now for the local news.
Yes? What's happening?
City Council Secretary Taro Namatame is under fire for an alleged relationship with a female reporter.
Oh, so Bill Clinton, basically.
His wife, Enka ballad sensation Misuzu Hiragi, revealed to this station that she will likely pursue damages.
Pursue damages.
In response, iTelevision has decided to cancel all of announcer Mayumi Yamano's televised appearances.
That's I with EYE. It's not just ITV as in like Apple. No, it's iTelevision.
Until allegations of an affair with Mr. Namatame are resolved, she'll remain off the air and out of the public eye.
Okay.
This is boring.
Yeah, you're not wrong, kid. Beep.
At Tunis, every day is Customer Appreciation Day. Come see for yourself and get in touch with our products.
Every day, young life, Tunis.
Every day is great at your Tunis.
Sorry, the Japanese one's better.
Aren't you going to eat?
You can save the game by using the calendar in the living room. We'll do that later. We only just say, actually, long cutscene. Yeah, let's save. Let's see. Can examine the kitchen, entrance door. Let's do the save room. It's only two steps, come on. Hey, we did it. Okay. Oh, I appreciate it. It leaves you on the save slot you last saved in, so you don't have to constantly go down one if you're, like, on a different save for whatever reason. A lot of Japanese games do that. I very much appreciate little QOL thing. We are saved. I don't know what to do with this kid. I think we're just gonna go to sleep, right? That's probably the safe thing to do, I guess. Is that what we do? Let's go check out our room. This is the room you're borrowing from Dojima. Okay. You go to bed? Oops. I left the room. You shouldn't be walking around outside. Okay, well, I tried to go to my room. Everything's very close together in this house. Tiny Japanese houses. A quiz show's on TV. Let's test the auto walk. Which is the button backspace? Yeah. The auto walk seems to have a bit of a moment. 3 steps away, wow. We'll just do it ourselves, yeah? Okay, we're back in my room. Excellent. Okay, so what do we do here? We have a futon we can sleep on. A desk. We already said we were going, that we're tired, so I guess we just better go to bed. Go to sleep? I suppose. Sure, let's sleep. Why not? You'll be living in this town for 1 year starting today. You wonder if everything will be alright. ... Dum dum dum! School starts tomorrow. You should hurry to bed. Okay. Evil. What kind of Sam hell are we in now? What sushi did we eat? Yeah. This is... The area is covered in a thick fog. ... All you can do right now is proceed forward. Let's walk. I'm proceeding forward. Nothing is happening. Do you seek the truth? You hear someone's voice. I guess I do. Do I just keep walking? If it's truth you desire, come and find me. You hear the voice from up ahead. Okay. You sense someone ahead. Will you continue? I guess I better. Oh boy. What's happening? Oh no. It's the scary music for the scary stuff. So you are the one pursuing me. Try all you like. Oh, this is a fight. We can attack, skill, persona, item, escape, or analysis. I don't think we have any skills, or do we? Zeo, electric skill that costs 4 SP. Oh, we do have skills. Cleave and Rakukaja. Let's try Zeo. It seems as you can see a little, despite the fog. No personas. Let's try Cleave. I see, indeed. That is very interesting information. Just a regular attack, I guess? But you will not catch me so easily. If what you seek is truth, then your search will be even harder. Bewildering fog.
Uh-oh.
Help. The surroundings are covered in fog. Well, shit. Zeo? Everyone sees what they want to, and the fog only deepens. Attack, I guess? Does it matter? Oh. Attacks won't work, okay. Will we meet again? At a place other than here? I look forward to it. You are losing consciousness. Well, shit. Bye. I go sleep. I tired.
Yeah.
Dojima residence living room. You can hear someone's voice.
Breakfast ready.
Eh?
But I was in a different spot and why? I'm still tired. I'm still tired. Dope!
It's almost time to get up. You feel like you had a nightmare. Yeah, that was some nightmare. What could it have been about? You're starting school today. You should head to the living room.
Good morning.
Hello.
Okay.
What?
Let's eat.
Itadakimasu. Munch.
There was some kind of trouble. You won't be back.
Oh, well. So we're together for a year now. Is that it?
You're starting school today, right?
Yes, Mom.
My school's on the way, so let's go together.
I think I'm supposed to chaperone you. You're literally 7 years old. Nanako seems slightly restless. You decided to head to school with Nanako. Oh, you know this voice, Matt Campos? Could be. Who do you think it is? And where do you know him from? Samegawa floodplain. School zone. Samegawa floodplain's in the school zone.
You keep going straight from here. My school's this way. Bye.
Oh, that could be. My school's this way. Bye. Kid, you're 7. I should go with you. They might steal you and then I get blamed for not going with you. No. Thirsty X trying to be responsible parents since 2026. Intersection in front of the school. Hello. Viking student. Whoa! Viking student. Now he's a paint student. Look, Ma, no hands. That looked painful. You should leave him be. Okay. School gate. Hello. You arrived at the main gates of the Yasogami High School. What kind of student life awaits you? Classroom 2-2.
It's been a while.
So morning.
Yeah, so this is a cutscene. We don't get subtitles here.
Talk about bad luck. The homeroom teacher here is Morooka, isn't it?
Actually, we do. Sometimes. That line was subtitled weird.
Yeah, it's King Moron, all right. We get to enjoy his long-ass sermons every day for a whole year.
Morooka is called King Moron. I don't think he likes that very much.
Hey, you guys, I heard there's going to be a transfer student from the city in this class.
Hello, that's me.
Huh? Really? A guy or a girl?
A guy-rl.
A transfer student from the city? Just like you, huh, Yosuke?
Oh, look, we have a friend that's been engineered to be essentially like us, so we have to make friends with him.
Huh? You look dead today.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
What's with him?
He crashed on his way to school.
Who knows?
He crashed on his way to school. Hello.
Alright, shut your traps!
Alright, shut your traps, you bastards. I'ma get your mole Texans on your eyes if you don't shut the fuck up right now.
It's too warm for this bullshit.
I'm Kinshiro Morooka, your homeroom teacher from today forward.
Hello, Kinshiro.
First things first. Just because it's spring doesn't mean you can swoon over each other like love-struck baboons.
I'm not swooning because of love-struck baboon. I'm swooning because it's 40 degrees in this room.
As long as I'm around, you students are going to be pure as the driven snow.
That is certainly a way to start a sermon.
Now, I hate wasting my time, but I'd better introduce this transfer student.
This bastard who's mucking up my day and my Bible reading. Get here, kid!
This sad sack's been thrown from the big city out to the middle of nowhere like yesterday's garbage.
He's not really a Texan, he's more of a Rhode Island accent.
And he's just as much of a loser here as he was there.
Well, so fuck you, teacher.
Better not get any ideas about hitting on him.
What is it with this guy and hitting on people?
Tell him your name, kid, and make it quick.
I am Otaku. Leave me alone. Nice to meet you all, or dot dot dot, or are you calling me a loser? You call me a loser, you bastard! Your courage has increased.
That's it. You're on my shit list. Effective immediately.
It's not nice to shit on people.
Now listen up! This town is miles away from your big city of perverts and assholes in more ways than one.
Perverts and assholes? That's a combination.
You'd better not even think of getting involved with the girls here.
Yeah, that's like half of the game, so...
But what do I know? It's not like the old days. Even here, kids grow up so damn fast.
Okay, what? Yeah. I wonder if we get his backstory. Why is he so mad? He's so angry.
Every time I turn my back, you're fooling around on those damn phones, checking your life journals and your my places.
It's so dated. 2008, guys. Life journal was still relevant. MySpace was not entirely abandoned yet. Morooka goes on and on.
Excuse me, is it okay if the transfer student sits here?
Huh? Yeah, sure. You hear that? Your seat's over there.
Get out of my sight, kid.
So hurry up and sit down already.
He's the worst, huh? Rotten luck for you to get stuck in this class. Well, we just have to hang in there for a year.
Gah. You can hear people around you talking about you.
Sucks to be the transfer student, ending up in King Moron's class on the first morning here.
I can hear you, you know.
Yeah, he won't think twice about suspending you if you get on his bad side.
That guy, girl's called whiny student. Just wanted to put that out there.
Then again, we're all in the same boat.
All in this together.
Shut your traps! I'm taking roll, and I damn well expect you to respond in an orderly manner.
Yes, Heinrich, I mean, Mr. Moroka. Your life as a new school has begun. Will you be able to fit in here? Oh, the game loaded. Hello?
That's all for today. Normal lectures will start tomorrow.
Bye.
Attention all teachers.
Ow. You're loud.
Please report immediately to the faculty office for a brief staff meeting.
Okay, who died?
All students must return to their classrooms and are not to leave the school until further notice.
Who died?
Duh. You heard the announcement. Don't go anywhere until you hear otherwise.
But I'm streaming. It's gonna be boring to sit here all day. Bye.
He's seriously getting on my nerves.
Brown-haired girl. Oh, the police.
Did something happen? Don't the sirens sound really close?
I don't know, excited student. Did it?
I can't see a damn thing.
Me neither. You get used to it.
Yeah, like every time it rains lately, it gets all foggy.
Again, that's important later. Rumor-loving student.
Hey, did you hear? I hear that paparazzi's looking all over for that announcer.
Knowledgeable student.
Oh yeah, you mean Mayumi Yamano, right? I heard some guy spotted her at the shopping district.
Actually, I heard that...
Are you serious?
Hey.
Hey, Yukiko-san. Mind if I ask you something? Is it true that announcer staying at your family's inn?
I can't discuss such things.
Black-haired girl.
Yeah, I guess not.
Oh, sheesh. How much longer is this gonna take?
Short-haired girl.
There's no telling. I should've left before the announcement came on.
Too late.
By the way, did you try what I told you the other day? You know, that thing about rainy nights? Oh. No, not yet. Sorry.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Mary, Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Aw, that's okay. It's just, I heard a guy in the class next door yell something like, "My soulmate is Yamano, the announcer."
Hello?
Attention, all students.
Stop being so loud. Fix your speakers.
There has been an incident inside the school district. Police officers have been dispatched around the school zone.
Oh, our pretend dad is a police officer. Maybe we can hitch a ride with him after.
Please stay calm and contact your parents or guardians as soon as possible and quickly leave the school grounds.
Mosey.
Do not disturb the police officers. Head directly home.
But Mrs., my parents is the police officer. How does that... I don't know what to do.
I repeat.
No, please don't. You're blowing my ears up.
Incident?
Excited student.
What? Something actually happened?
Girl's friend.
Come on, let's go take a look. Hey, are you going home by yourself?
Yeah, my dad's a policeman and he's not coming.
Why don't you come with us?
Because I need to go home.
Oh, nearly forgot. I'm Chie Satanaka. You know, I sit next to you, right?
I don't know, do you? Of course. You do? I'm really tempted, but no, let's make friends.
Well, nice to meet you.
Hello, Chie.
This is Yukiko Amagi.
Okay.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm sorry that this is so sudden.
Yeah, Yukiko.
Come on, don't apologize like that. It makes me look like I got no upbringing.
Oh, Japanese. Never change.
I just wanted to ask some stuff, really. That's all.
Okay. You're loud. Eek.
Miss Satanaka.
Bleak-looking student.
This was really awesome. Like, the way they moved was just amazing to see.
I don't know.
And I'm really sorry. It was an accident. Please just have mercy until my next paycheck. See ya. Thanks.
Stop right there. What did you do to my DVD?
Uh-oh.
What the? I can't believe this! It's completely cracked!
You're completely cracked. My ears.
I think mine's cracked too.
Are you all right?
Oh, Yukiko-san. Are you worried about me?
Oh, look, it's a lovesick puppy.
He's fine, Yukiko. Let's ditch him and go home.
You broke my DVD. He looks like he's in a lot of pain. You should leave him be. Oh, well, bye. We're such non-altruistic people. Like, someone's in trouble. Leave him be. Leave him alone. School gate.
You're Yuki, right? You want to go hang out somewhere?
Strange student.
What? Who are you?
I'm Bob.
What's up with him?
Onlooking student. What'd he say? What's up with him? What school's he from?
Never mind that. He's going for Yukiko-san? Man, you'd think he'd at least wait until she's alone to make his move.
Spectacled student.
I bet you a can of tap he gets knocked out.
A can of tap? The fuck is tap?
No bet. Haven't you heard how difficult the Amagi challenge is?
Amagi challenge?
Are you coming or not?
I don't know you.
I'm not going.
Fine!
Oh, he mad. Strange student mad. Bye.
What did he want from me?
Let to bang you.
What did he want? Obviously he was asking you out on a date.
Bang you.
Huh? Really?
Yep.
You really had no clue? Sheesh.
Sheesh indeed.
But then again, that was way over the top. It was creepy how he called you Yuki all of a sudden.
Yeah, don't call people snow. It's very unkind.
Yo, Yukiko-san. Turned down another lovelorn fool, huh?
Cycling student.
Man, you're cruel. You got me the same way last year.
I don't recall doing that.
It's even worse.
Oh, are you serious? So then you want to hang out sometime?
I'd rather not.
Aww.
That'll teach me to get my hopes up.
Yep. Plane! There's an airplane outside. Two of them, actually, shit.
Anyways, you two better not pick on the transfer student too much.
Okay.
We're just curious is all!
You're loud is all.
I'm sorry for dragging you into this.
It's okay. Happens all the time.
Come on, let's go! Everyone's staring.
Mustn't stare, that's bad. Walk. More walk. This is from Area 1, apparently.
Oh. So you came here because of your parents' job? I thought it was something way more serious.
Yeah, no, I didn't push a politician and, like, he sued me and then I got kicked to his stand. That's a different game.
There really is nothing here, huh?
Nope.
That's what makes it nice. But there is nothing much we can show to people from outside. Though there is something from Mount Yasagami. I think our dyed clothes or pottery or something is kind of famous.
Okay.
Oh, wait! And there's the Amagi Inn! Yukiko's family runs it. It's the pride of Inaba.
You're still really loud. I need to turn the voices down a bit.
Huh? It's just an old inn. No way! It's been in all sorts of magazines as a hidden treasure! It's a great inn. It's been going for generations, and Yukiko here is gonna take over someday.
Is it a wandering inn, though? Because if not, then that's kind of underwhelming.
Their inn actually attracts a lot of visitors to Inaba. It pretty much keeps this town going.
The inn of Inaba is pulling a lot of visitors in.
I don't think that's entirely true.
So, tell me. You think Yukiko's cute, huh?
I don't know this chick. It's hard to say. Dot dot dot. I think so, yeah. I'm going to dot dot dot.
Whoa! Are you blushing?
Come on, don't start this again.
Right?
She's really popular at school, but she's never had a boyfriend. Kinda weird, huh?
I suppose.
Come on, stop it.
We're like an hour in and we're already getting this.
You shouldn't believe that, okay? It's not true that I'm popular or that I've never had a boyfriend. Wait, no. What I meant to say was I don't need a boyfriend.
You can do it by yourself, huh?
Jeez, G.A.
I'm sorry. But this is our chance to talk to someone from the big city. And you barely said a word.
I'm going to go now.
Hey, what's that?
Your butt. That's not your butt.
So that high schooler left school early, and as she came down this street...
Shopping housewife.
Wow, who could imagine that hanging from an antenna?
Spectator housewife.
I wanted to see it too.
Oh, you got here too late. The police and fire department took it down just a moment ago.
Oh no.
Well, I think it's terrifying. I can't believe a dead body showed up around here.
Dead body, huh?
Wait, what did she just say? A dead body?
Apparently.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, I was gonna go home, but you were policing deadbeat, so I couldn't get home and I went with these people. Did something happen? Or we were curious, or were just passing by. Did something happen?
Well, you could say that.
I just did.
That damn principal. We told him not to let them through here.
You know this guy?
He's my dad, kinda.
I'm Detective Dojima, his guardian. Well, how should I say this? I hope you get along with him.
Doogie.
But you three really ought to stop wandering around and head straight home.
Okay. Bye. Gross.
Adachi, how long are you going to act like a rookie? You want to be sent back to the central office?
Listen, I ate some bad ramen, okay? I can't help it.
I'm sorry.
Is that you, Ichigo?
Go wash your face. We're gonna...
Was this what that announcement was about?
Yeah, probably.
What do they mean it was hanging from the antenna?
I'm guessing it was hanging from the antenna.
Hey, Yukiko. Why don't we go to Juness some other time?
Sounds like a good idea.
Good idea.
That's what I said.
All right then, we're taking off. Starting tomorrow, neighbor, let's do our best.
Ganbatte yo. The two of them left. You decide to head away from the crime scene. Hi. Oh, the fast travel menu. We can go to Yasugami High School, Dojima Residence, Central Shopping District, Juness Department Store, Samigawa Floodplain, or the Dojima Residence again. Let's go to the Dojima Residence. I'm pretty sure that's where we're supposed to go, so... Tadaima.
I wonder if Dad's not coming home again tonight.
Well, he was out there at the crime scene earlier, yelling at a detective. He might not.
Our top story this evening concerns a bizarre case in a quiet suburb. Around noon today, a woman was found dead near the Samegawa River in Inaba.
That's here! School zones being shown on TV. Could this be the incident you heard about?
The deceased has been identified as Miss Mayumi Yamano, a 27-year-old announcer at the local television station.
Hey, that's the lady we heard about on the train.
The initial results of the Inaba Police Department's investigation have revealed...
The Inaba Police Department! That's where Dad works!
Yeah, I know, I saw him get raging earlier. Aww. Are you worried about him?
Uh-uh. It's his job, so things like this happen.
The body was found hanging from a large television antenna atop a local resident's roof.
How'd you get it up there, even?
Authorities are uncertain as to why the body was in such a state. With the cause of death also uncertain, police continue to investigate whether the death is an accident or a homicide.
An accident? Someone accidentally got themselves strung up on an antenna on the roof of a building. Plausible.
A thick fog common to the area has slowed their progress, and plans to fully canvass the area are delayed until tomorrow.
Okay. It seems that the local TV station's announcer was found dead near the school campus. The announcer, Mayumi Yamano. Her affair with the local councilman's secretary had been on the news just the other day.
They found her on the roof? That's scary.
A bit.
Oh, it's Juness!
At Juness, every day is Customer Appreciation Day. Come see for yourself and get in touch with our products.
Every day, young life to Juness.
Every day is great at your Juness.
Nanako is looking at you expectantly. I already did it! Your Juness.
He memorized it already? I'm the best one in my class.
Good job. Nanako sings the song to herself all over again, over and over again. It seems she's forgotten everything about this scary story. Aren't I a good counselor? Alright guys, I think this is a good stopping point. We've been going for about 1.5 hours. Yeah, we saw a little bit of combat, I mean pretend combat, but we saw some combat, we saw some plot, we saw how the dialogue system works, how the movement system works. I think it's a good introduction to this game. The one thing we didn't see is Persona themselves, which are, like I said, kind of like a creature collecting mechanic where you can get all sorts of mythical creatures to fight for you. And you can combine them and train them and teach them new skills and all sorts of interesting stuff. So that's cool. And that'll come up in a next stream. Not sure if that'll be Friday or next week or when, but the game will come up again. Seems to be pretty dynamic and fun to comment on so far. So yeah, let's keep this one in mind. And yeah, have some fun with it in the coming time. Let me save up and then we'll find a rating target. Let's see. Let's get some music to talk over, yeah. Yeah, this was Persona 4. Much thanks for getting the mod as far as it currently is. We'll have to see if that progresses and what updates we're getting in the coming time. Yeah. Anime JRPG. That's really all I can say. There's a lot of stuff to it, a bunch of different mechanics. We haven't seen the social links mechanic either, where you essentially go on outings with people and they'll teach you new stuff. Hey, I even see Haru Den right here. Hello, welcome in. I hope you had a good time. I hope it was a good time for you to see me play the game. Yeah, this was fun. This was a lot of fun. And I'll definitely be playing this again. A lot of content in this game, so we'll definitely not be running out of stuff to play anytime soon if we want to keep playing this game. Anyone we can play and send you a lot off to? I don't immediately see anyone. Let's do PB Mac. What are you playing? He's a fun streamer. He's playing Raid Shadow Legend. Okay, let's do that. Yeah, let's do PB Mac. Let me put the raid in so I can talk over that while that loads. PB Mac 36. Here we go.
Raid initiated. We will be raiding PB Mac 36 in 90 seconds.
So, okay, we did a 1.5 hour stream in a super hot hellscape room. I hope you guys appreciated the sacrifices I made for you. In the meantime, this has been super fun. I'm going to go back into the Arctic, whatever. The air conditioning going in the other room, which is very nice. Yeah, many interesting things so far. Many interesting plot threads to catch up on in the next game.
60 seconds remaining.
What about else? Friday we'll do another stream if the, you know, environment allows it. I'll try to. Not sure what we're playing. That maybe more of this. Maybe another game. We'll see what the environment looks like and what we can do. Yeah. We'll see how things are progressing in the coming time. I hope you guys are having a good day. I hope you had a good stream. I had a good stream. I hope you guys liked it. I wish you all a good day and a good night, depending on where you are currently residing.
30 seconds remaining.
Hope it's not too hot where you are, and if it is, please stay hydrated. Take care of yourself and don't overdo it. It's warm out there. Having said all that, this has been me. This has been you. And I did this for you. If you, you know, want to help the channel, you can subscribe. You can go to the Patreon and drop me a sub there. Or you can just, you know, tell people about this thing.
10 seconds
I'll look into
remaining.
The audio pub thing for the blind viewers. And see you in the next stream. Have fun with PBMac 36. And I'll see you in the next stream. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Raid forwarded to PBMac 36.